did what in the bed? He, we talking about the same word. He, all morning he, it means to
lay in bed.
Right, right. You were talking about something you saw in your sleep, and you said, that's what I, it happened while you were sleeping. It's something you see, you think you're there. You say, sometimes I have a
dream.
And then you'd say, that's what I, when you, somebody, you'd tell somebody, you'd say, that's what I
dreamed.
You might say, I dreamt so and so, and all of a sudden I
woke up.
If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this, you'd say you did what?
Stomped the floor.
When you see a friend leaving a party alone, you might ask, can I
see you home?
Or you might ask, if they lived across the street, you might ask, can I
assist you across the street?
No, well, I mean, if they live near you, you might say, can I? If you got, you're sitting there in your car, and you'd say, come on, and we'll do what?
Ride.
Right, but which, I don't think you'd say, we'll ride you home. We'll do what?
Drive you home.
Or you, we might say, what else? We'll, anything else? We'll drive you home. Is that natural to you? That's what I'm asking. But to say,
well, I think it would be.
You wouldn't say, I'll take you home?
Well, yes, you would.
Which is more natural to you to say, I'll take you home, or I'll carry you home, ride you home?
I don't know. It's just, they're all terms that I've heard used.
But you, yourself, you might holler out the window, and what would you say?
Well,
which one you think you'd use?
I'd say, I reckon I'd take you home.
Mm-hmm. To get a boat up on the land, you tie a rope to the bow, and you'd what? To the boat.
Pull.
And then when your car was stuck in the mud, you'd have to get behind it and
push.
If you carried a heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, you'd say, I, what might you do? Sort of a pull, and there's another expression. I, you have a hard time.
A lot of times you say tote. It's a word that I used to hear used a lot.
Tote.
Tote.
But when you, you say, I toted it, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
If some children came into the room and started playing with some things on the table, and you were afraid that they were going to break something, you'd say to them, don't you
touch.
If you needed a hammer, you'd say to me, what? I was helping you, and you'd say, would you please
hand me the hammer?
Or if I had to get it out of the barn, you'd say, would you
bring me the hammer?
If you're playing hide and seek, the children have to run in and then go. There's one place that's
go hide.
Well, they do, but it's a home base. But what's it called? You know, or the basketball? It's the
goal.
That's right. Goal. If you throw a ball and ask somebody, you can throw a ball and ask him to what to it as you throw it.
Catch it.
And if you say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I have been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any.
Right. You haven't, have you?
No.
And then you might say, let's meet in town. I'll get there first, but I'll
wait for you.
And then you might say, a child wanting to get out of a spanking, or a student who thought the test he had wasn't fair, might say, please, what? Tells your mother, please give me a, please, can you think of that term?
No.
Or if you're about to punish a child, he might say, please give me another
chance.
Somebody's got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody. You say, he seems to be in a good
humor.